Since 1980, women nationwide have voted for Democrats at a higher rate than men have. WHYY's Laura Benchoff reports that the voter registration rolls in Pennsylvania show that the trend continues in the battleground state, and it could have an impact in November.
The spread may change from election to election, but the persistent difference in which parties men and women vote for has earned the phenomenon a name, the gender gap. Susan Carroll, a scholar at the Center for American Women in Politics at Rutgers University, says women's party affiliations are significant because the voting bloc of women is growing.
In the last presidential election in 2012, almost 10 million more women than men voted nationally.
How does that gap play out in Pennsylvania? The Commonwealth's Department of State doesn't normally release party registration numbers by gender, but recently did share that information with WHYY. 54% of those female voters who disclosed their gender were registered as Democrats, compared with a third who registered Republican.
I think they're very important. I mean, more women vote than men. If you win a higher proportion of women voters generically, you're going to be better off.
That's Franklin and Marshall political pollster Terry Madonna. He says in Pennsylvania, Hillary Clinton is doing well with single college-educated women concentrated in the Delaware and Lehigh valleys, while Donald Trump enjoys support among working-class men in the southwestern and northeastern corners of the state. All the Pennsylvania numbers are in keeping with trends of the last 35 years. But there is one factor we haven't seen before, says Carroll, a major party female nominee.
There's the possibility of not just a gender gap, but there's also the possibility of pro-woman voting or anti-woman voting.
Recent polls are giving Clinton the edge in Pennsylvania, which before had been designated a toss-up. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.